time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Upton Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Keep going. Sound off.
It's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. Call that line if you got something to say. You might not have a lot to say like today, but last night, if there was something on your mind, you wanted to hit us up, it's better to get the thought out right away, because then you're going to forget about it, or then you want to try to get on the air, and you have to wait on hold and all that stuff. So publish your thought. We look at them, we listen to them, and we play the ones that we think are best appropriate.
Gotta love Adrian Peterson to the Redskins. Daniel Snyder back to his old self. Bruce Smith, Andre Reed, Albert Haynesworth, etc., etc. I'm so glad he's back to signing big names that can no longer play.
That's actually a very good point. He does have stars in his eyes, that little rat.
The home rule is about money. When you have to pay out $750 million in an organization, you're going to find a way to try to save that money. I know you want to make the game safer. I get it, and I'm all for it. But so far, they've been calling it even when it's not a penalty, and that's not fair to the defensive players.
You don't really think they're going to lose money if they make these kind of calls, right? This isn't like the protests where everybody freaked out and said, I'm not going to watch the NFL anymore. You're still going to watch the NFL, right?
I do have a problem with the rule, but I also understand it's about safety. But we have to talk about the NFL's position in this because the technology is out there with better helmets. The problem is the NFL has a contract with a company because it was the lowest bid, the cheapest helmet.
No, it's not the cheapest helmet. Come on, that's unfair. But then somebody called yesterday. I don't know. I should have verified this. Players can choose their own helmet as long as they
show the logo, as the guy said.
I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, then there are better helmets. It's not a bad helmet they play with. I mean, it's a legitimate, safe helmet, but it's just hard, and it's not. It doesn't absorb the blows like a memory foam outer shell would.
The problem with this stupid rule of helmets is, for decades, it's been the tough guy league. I got to blow this guy up. I got to hurt that guy. So now that mentality is in everybody's head. And now we're trying to change it to being like, hey, you don't need to blow everyone up. You don't need to hurt everybody. You just need to tackle them.
Well, you can still blow them up, but just do it the right way without using the crown of your helmet.
You say Bryce Harper is going to put the Phillies over the top in the postseason. Well, how's that worked out in Washington when they got a pitching staff comprised of Scherzer, Strasburg, Gonzalez, and other position players like Zimmerman, Rendon, Turner, Murphy? Where have they gone so far?
I don't know what your point is. They're out of it. I don't care what happened there. They're out of it. The Phillies are in it. The Phillies need something else to solidify their position.
You would take number five over number nine for one game? Let's see. One guy lost the Super Bowl and couldn't hold his chunky soup down. And the other guy won the only franchise Super Bowl and was elected the game's most valuable player.
You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me. You're going to take Nick Foles one shot over a guy who had a track record of winning a lot of games. Maybe not the most important games, I understand. But still, you can't get me to take Nick Foles over Donovan McNabb as far as ability goes.
I was just wondering, have you heard anything about the Sixers GM search? I haven't really heard anything about who they're looking at, if they're interviewing candidates. I want to see if you heard anything about who they might possibly hire as their GM.
I did. They're looking at me. They're actually looking at me. I wasn't going to reveal this, but I'm under consideration, so I can't really talk about it that much.
Breaking.
All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.